Hi, it's Michelle. Thank you for joining me for this segment of Daily Bread with Jan, a Holy Spirit You Channel podcast. We are a Whosoever Will Channel and a Whosoever Will podcast. Why? Because God is a Whosoever Will God. I'm hopping right in to 1 John 4:10. 1 John 4:10. Out of the King James first, and then I'll read a paraphrase of that from another translation, which is not showing on this note. But at any rate, 1 John chapter 4, verse 10 says, "Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved and loves us, and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sin. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him and on Him and through Him should not perish, but should have eternal life." Herein is love, 1 John 4:10. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sin, the expiation, the propitiation, the sacrifice, the stand-in, the scapegoat. I'm going to read verse 11 because it's important. Actually, I'm going to read the rest of this. Read 1 John chapter 4. Read the whole Bible, but today I'm telling you to read 1 John chapter 4, challenging you to read. Verse 11, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And if we don't," this is me talking, "if we don't," what that means is that we don't love God. Because when we receive the fullness of the love of God, it is impossible for us not to love others. "No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and His love is perfected in us. Hereby we know that we dwell in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit." For everybody that wants to argue about whether the Holy Spirit is real, what the manifestations are, what it looks like love. Holy Spirit is love. Holy Spirit is the one that is transforming us so that we can transform the world. Holy Spirit is the one that leads and guides us into every truth. Holy Spirit is the one. The same Spirit that was in Christ. The same Spirit that is in Christ. "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. The world is the people, the planet is the earth. The earth is the planet, the world is the people. Savior of the world, all of humanity, the people that dwell on earth, past, present, future. Not the selected groups that you choose just because you don't understand or like the others. That's not your call to make. You didn't create them, so you don't have any say in that. So that's a point of repentance for those of you that have not yet dealt with your bias or your prejudice. God's still keeping score. When we don't repent, that's what happens. We bear our own sin. I'm not sure we understand that. I'm not sure that we get that. When we don't repent, or when we take the name of Jesus in vain, the name of the Lord in vain, we bear our own sin. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him and he in God. Now, he's not just talking about walking around saying it. That's not what he's talking about. Confession, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when he says confession, there's the implication that there is a knowledge and a commitment and a dedication to Christ in the heart first. He's not doing the thing that we do, which is lip service. I'm going to say it, but I don't really mean it. Because he's already told us, "Be not deceived, I'm not mocked. Whatsoever you sow, that's what you're going to reap." That he's judging inside. So when we get to confession, he's already saying that there's something in the heart. He's not talking about, "Oh, somebody told you to confess, so you're confessing." He's talking about there's a reality of Christ already in your heart. You have seen it. Something has been revealed to you. Peter, what do they say? They say this. Peter, what do you say? That the revelation is what came out of Peter's mouth. That's what he's talking about, the rock of revelation. There's something that has been revealed to you that compels you to confess. Not, oh, yeah, Jesus, I believe. Nope, that's not what he's talking about. So whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him and he in God. The reality is that the dwelling of God is what prompted the confession. It's not an intellectual assent to something. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, period. And he that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. So he just said the converse of what was just stated. God is love. Therefore, anything that we confess or do in love is God. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world, not ourselves. This is where we get things all confused. He's speaking into us and to our, and in an aspirational prophetic condition as well. He's speaking to us and through us at the same time. To us and through us at the same time. To the death of the flesh, to the life of the spirit and the soul. So what we get while we're here is that the pain and the trouble that we experience internally is really the death, the dying off of the flesh, or it should be, not the giving into the temptation of the flesh. That's why it becomes important to go through the process and to obey the Lord, because the deliverance, the walking out of that which is not God, is contingent and tied into and embedded in the obedience. Your obedience, my obedience. And it is in that context that he can then put the members and fitly join them together, join us together, because we've willingly asked him to deliver us out of the thing that keeps us, or things that keep us from being what he needs us to be in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Now, we like to brag about this. I've heard songs about this. And I'm thinking, this is not something to brag about. It's something to brag about from the standpoint that God loves us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. But also understand that he didn't have to. So don't take it for granted. And I don't care how many songs we sing, if we're not living the life of love, then it doesn't matter. He looks on the inside. If a man say, a man, a human, a person, this is not gender specific, don't get caught up in that. God loves all. And anything for any of us that he desires, when we give ourselves to him, he will, you know, he meets us where we are, but he doesn't leave us the same. And that's his call to make, not yours, not mine. I don't even know what's going on in my own life. I just have to walk it. I have to walk my process. That is my life. What we call life is really the process of walking into life, if that's what we want. So if a person say, I love God, and then hates their neighbor, they are lying. They were lying the first time they said it, let alone how many other times it's been repeated or resonates. For those that love not their neighbors whom they have seen, how can they love God who they haven't seen? We just went back a few verses back where it says God is love. So how do you say you love God? You're a liar. the love of God, because there is no darkness, no shadow in him, cannot be equated with hate and exclusion. It simply cannot be. That is a spiritual principle which is greater than our natural foolishness. They do not and cannot coexist. And this commandment have we from him. That those who love God love their brother also. Now, we think it's coming from the state. Yes, it is an instruction. But before it's an instruction, it's a principle. He's telling us about ourselves and what we need to do and what it'll look like. But he's also saying, this is God. So if this is God, then this is what it'll look like in you. When you are filled of the Spirit of God, this is what it'll look like. And he's calling it out and he's saying, I know the difference. You should know, therefore, the difference as well. If someone says they love God, but they hate their neighbor, then they can't love God, because you're called, not only are you a liar, but you're calling God a liar, which makes you a liar, because God is love. It's not possible. Understand the principles. This is where we get hung up. Understand the principle. The heart that loves God can't hate. It may dislike. It may not agree. And you don't even have to be angry to do those two things. We think everything is about a fight and all of this other stuff. That's because we don't understand. We don't understand the spiritual principles that are at work. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Spiritual principle means that he's taking care of it. And if we don't choose him, which we are free to do, we are free to choose him and we are free not to choose him. Just understand that if we don't, we bear the weight of our own sin because he sent a Savior to take care of it. I agape you. I bless you. I pray for you in the entirety of your household, the fullness of the restoration of God in your life, in every area of your life, to his glory, to the glory of his name, now and forever. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.